bag made of cloth.
A what?
Cloth.
Cloth?
Cloth. A bag, say that you put 100 pounds of potatoes in.
Well, we call them, there's one kind we call a tow sack, and the other is a plastic bag, is where the whole fertilizer in. We just call it a sack.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about the amount of corn meal that you could, the amount of corn you could take to the mill at one time, what would you call that?
Well, when I went to mill, we'd sell this corn about 2 bushels, and we'd have a meal sack to put it in it, and we'd go to the mill, and then we'd bring back the meal, and there's enough of us to eat that 2 bushel of meal up before it began to get old. Mm-hmm. Now, we're speaking of the northern corn, it don't get old like our meal does. Mm-hmm. But now, they don't even buy very much meal at all, just maybe 5 pounds.
Do you ever use it? Would you ever use the term? How much is a, for instance, use the expression a turn of wood, or a turn of corn, or a turn of meal? A turn.
I've spoken of a corn of wood.
Mm-hmm. How much is that?
4 feet high and 4 feet long, 8 feet long. 4 feet high, 4 feet wide, 8 feet long.
Okay. And then, if you were going to the mill or let's talk about wood. If you're carrying wood in your arms, you'd say you have a wad of wood. If you're carrying wood in the fireplace.
Well, I'd just be carrying in wood, I reckon.
Well, how much would I say you had if you had, were carrying it like this? You'd say you had a what? How much of wood?
I don't know.
Well, would you use something like a load of wood, an arm load, an armful?
Yeah, I imagine. Just get an armful of wood and add up to the half with it.
Okay.
On the wood part.
All right. And what do you call that? Those things you have to screw into the sockets up there to.
Well, that's a reflector in the socket.
What's behind the reflector?
Light bulbs.
Okay. Now, if you're a woman's doing the washing, she takes the clothes outside and she carries them out and. To hang them up on the line, she carries
them. Hang them up on the line, let them dry if you don't have a dryer in the home.
What would she carry them out in?
Well, now that girl's been living here with me, she carried them out in a big old dish pan.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call that thing on top of the, on top of the refrigerator?
That's a basket.
Okay. Do you ever use that? I mean, something bigger than that, but did you use a basket for a clothes basket?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And something you put in the top of a bottle to, you know, you open up a bottle and then you put a temporary cover on it.
Well, would that be called a cork?
Okay, now would you call it that even if it wasn't made of cork?